Welcome to Just a Minute. Yes. Hello. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, it is once more my pleasure to welcome the four outstanding and talented players of Just a Minute. We welcome back Paul Merton, who has only played the game a limited amount of time. With such outstanding effect, we are delighted he returns. And three players who've been with the show since it almost began. They are Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Clement Freud. But I would like you to welcome all four of them. This particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Pleasance of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four players to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, but they're going to try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Elaine Wigley. She has a stopwatch. She will keep the score. And she also has a little whistle that she will blow when 60 seconds have passed. Let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject, very apt for this show, coming from Edinburgh, the Scotsman. Will you tell us something about the Scotsman in this game, starting now?
The Scotsman is an excellent daily newspaper published in Edinburgh, and also, for those who are at the festival, a male kilt, usually wearing sandals, a kilt, and...
Paul Merton.
Two kilts.
No, I thought the first one you said was a kilt, and the second one was a kilt. Isn't that right, Clement?
One is a male kilt.
Yes, what you said, yes.
Kilt. C-E-L-T.
So he didn't repeat the word. So it was, well, they loved hearing from you, Paul, so don't be inhibited.
But I loved interrupting if it's any help to anyone.
It was an incorrect challenge, so Clement gets a point for that. He has 47 seconds to continue on the Scotsman starting now.
When the sun goes down over the Royal Mile, male Scotsmen can be found eating each other.
Derek Nimmers.
Repetition of male.
That was a correct challenge, Derek. Well done. You get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. 41 seconds are left. The Scotsman starting now.
As Dr. Johnson said, the fairest sight that a Scotsman will ever see is the long road that leads to England. I think that was a very profound remark. It is not actually...
Paul Merton has challenged.
Well, basically, just to stop a lynching.
After all these years, Derek hasn't yet discovered how to win friends and influence people. So, other than the lynching, what else was your challenge, Paul?
Well, it's deviation for a member of Just a Minute to be lynched by the audience. That's never happened before, therefore it's deviation.
I agree with you, as someone who's partly Scots, it is a devious thought. So, I think to save the lynching as well, we give you a point and the subject, Paul, and 27 seconds, the Scotsman starting now.
When you first come up to the Edinburgh Fringe as a performer, you eagerly buy the Scotsman every night from the assembly rooms. There's a man sells it there about 11:45, and you look for it to see whether you've got a good review or not. If you get a bad one, you always blame it on the fact that, oh, it's just the gardening expert has written some review. And if you get a good one...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of review. Mm.
Yes, that is right, Clement. You cleverly got him with 8 seconds. Another point, the subject, the Scotsman, starting now.
Scotsmen are quite the nicest, most charming, warm-hearted, clean, kind, sober...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
In an attempt to be lynched, they're not. Deviation.
He doesn't learn anything, does he? It's not deviation. No, you could have had him for the repetition of Scotsman, but it's too late now. And he repeated the word...
Could I have him for grovelling?
You could, Peter, but it doesn't fit in with the rules of Just a Minute.
Ah, pity, really.
But it's lovely to hear from you. At least everybody's spoken.
I thought it was time I broke my silence.
Clement, you have another point, and you have 3 seconds on the Scotsman starting now.
I am a creep.
Peter? Whoever is speaking as the whistle is blown gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, and he has taken the lead, naturally, at the end of that round. The next round, I think, Paul, will you like to take this one? It's My Giddy Aunt. 60 seconds starting now.
My great aunt, B.B. Chitwingler, was a wonderful woman.
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Repetition of B.
B.B. Well done, Derek, a correct challenge.
What do you mean, well done?
Well done.
This is a name.
I know, but we are in sound radio now. We may have an audience here at the Pleasance, but it's sound radio, so it's
what
as you hear.
What does that make?
Because BB may be written as one word, but it can be interpreted.
If you say a word once, how can that be repetition?
Because you have said B and B, and that is repetition. And I think it was a justified challenge within the rules of Just a Minute. The fact that you all hate Derek Nimmer has got nothing to do with the fact.
You're there to stop mob rule, Nicholas.
I always try to be scrupulously fair, and so, Derek, you have a point, you have the subject. 55 seconds, My Giddy Aunt starting now.
My Giddy Aunt was Fiona MacDonald. She was a most wonderful Scottish lady of tremendous beauty. Used to waft herself over the Isle of Skye in little rowing boat, singing jolly songs that people greatly enjoyed. I put on a play called My Giddy Aunt, written by Mr. Raymond Cooney, a considerable author of farces.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation, I would agree. Clement, you have another point, and you have the subject. My Giddy Aunt, there are 38 seconds left, starting now.
My Giddy Aunt joined Exit and tried to kill herself with a surfeit of euthymol, which, oddly enough, was totally ineffective because of the colour. Pink is a rotten shade for doing in with yourself, as many people told My Giddy Aunt that...
Paul challenge.
Doing in with yourself?
Yeah. No, doing yourself in would be better English, yes. And I think that is grammatically devious. But no, I think I give the benefit of the doubt to Paul, and so a point to him and the subject. My Giddy Aunt, 20 seconds, starting now.
She used to love going on carousels. She'd go down to the children's playground and the toddlers are saying, get off that lady, that's ours. Oh, no, I'm going to spin round here till midnight. And she often did. And sometimes the thing would actually spin off its axis and she'd go down the high street. Repetition of BB. I do beg your pardon.
Clement, you challenge first.
Repetition.
Of what?
Spin.
That's right. 8 seconds, Clement. My Giddy Aunt, starting now.
Gertrude Jemima was tremendously keen on roundabouts, known as hurdy-gurdies. She would go...
Oh, no, Peter Jones, a challenge.
They're not known as hurdy-gurdies. Yes.
Oh, hurdy-gurdies are quite... They're not roundabouts. You're quite right, Peter. Well challenged, yes. Right. They're those things that you wind up. Those are the hurdy-gurdies. Right. Sorry, I've realised this is radio and I was demonstrating to the audience, then I do apologise.
I'm not quite sure what you're doing, to be honest.
Well, Paul, you're a different generation. You probably didn't see hurdy-gurdies.
You've got a hobby, you know, you carry on.
Peter and I are of the world of the hurdy-gurdy, you know, it's all gone plastic. Anyway, Peter, a correct challenge, and you've got him with 1 second to go. My Giddy Aunt, starting now.
My Giddy Aunt. Hello.
Peter Jones. Speaking as the whistle wind, gain that extra point. The situation at the end of that round is Clement Freud is in a strong lead, but Paul Merton, Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones are all equal in second place. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject, Hay Fever, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
It was in a production of Hay Fever, given by the Goodless Wall Amateur Dramatic Society, that I met my bride, Patricia Sybil Ann Brown, some 42 years ago. She was playing Sorrel, and I was playing or depicting...
Clement Freud challenge.
Too much playing.
Yes, there was too much playing going on, I'm afraid. 46 seconds are available for Hay Fever with you, Clement, starting now.
Hay Fever, in just a minute, is a pretty poor ailment in that it causes you to hesitate, deviate, and repeat yourself.
Derek Nimmer.
Repetition of...
All different.
Very correct challenge. 35 seconds available. Hay fever, back with you, starting now.
Oh, I do hate going out in the summertime, getting all that pollen into my nose, and I feel absolutely frightful and ghastly, and I come and go into the cold shower and lie on the floor in that arrangement for quite a long time, until suddenly the nostrils...
Peter Jones has challenged you.
He lied on the what?
On the floor of the shower. I have a very big shower.
He actually said he lies on the floor in that arrangement, so I didn't...
I didn't want to repeat shower.
I know you did.
That's why.
Yeah, so you've got a big shower.
If you prefer to say that I am a big shower, that's up to you, but I have a big shower.
I lie down in my shower, but I call it a bath.
Peter, I think that it's a bit devious lying down in a shower, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you have 20 seconds to talk about Hay Fever starting now.
It was one of these plays by Noel Coward where young people come in with tennis rackets and say, anybody ready for a game? And it's pretty tedious, in my opinion. It was revived, or they tried to restore it to active life about 20 years ago. And the lady who played the leading part, an elderly actress...
Peter Jones, you have leapt forward. It was out of that extra point at the end of the round for speaking when the whistle went. You are now in a strong second place just behind our leader, Clement Freud, and it is your turn to begin. The subject is jazz. Tell us something about jazz in just a minute, starting now.
It's made a great contribution to music, starting at the end of the last century and the beginning of this one, with such magic names as Jelly Roll Morton and Bessie Smith, and her representative on Earth now, George Melly, and a number of other people, like Django Reinhardt in France with Stefan Grappelli, Humphrey Littleton over here, and a number of people in...
Daring Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of number.
Yes, you did say right at the beginning a number of people.
Oh, did I?
Yes. So... Derek got in with 34 seconds available on jazz, starting now.
In Montségur, a little town in Aquitaine, southwest France, every year, at the end of June, beginning of July, they have a jazz festival. And it goes on for 24 hours. Every bar, restaurant in the town has jazz playing.
Peter Jones.
He did say every. Hmm.
Yes,
twice.
Every.
Probably.
Yes. Peter,
yeah, probably.
You've got in again. Keen, 21 seconds. Jazz, starting now.
I won't say his first name, but Chisholm was a great trombonist, who still is, as far as I know, comes from this country and has played all over America and great success over here.
Paul Merton challenge.
Two overs.
Two overs.
Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear. Two overs, two overs, and 8 seconds for Paul to tell us something about jazz, starting now.
Considered by many to be perhaps the greatest trumpeter in the jazz era is Miles Davis, who first came to public prominence in 1949. With...
Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so. He's in third place with Derek Nimmo, just behind Peter Jones. Clement Freud is still our leader. Clement, the subject now is grace. Will you tell us something about grace in just a minute, starting now?
For me, Grace will always be Gracie Fields, a great singer who lived on the Isle of Capri.
Paul Merton Charles.
Deviation. I thought she was a rotten singer. Sally, Sally, it's rubbish.
This is an impossible thing on which to make a decision, isn't it, really, in a way? But, no, yes.
Well, it's a matter of opinion, isn't it? A lot of people don't think Miles Davis was the greatest musician in the world.
If you go by popularity, then her popularity was such that she was considered to be a great singer. She was actually opera trained. She did have a very fine voice, but she ruined it by singing these popular songs. So I'm going to give the... That is a fact, if you want to research it as well, but...
Not now, perhaps.
No, but wait till the show's over, please.
Once paid to go and see her having tea on the Isle of Capri. She should charge admission to watch her having cups of tea. Mm. Very nice.
Part. Used to do the same with the monkeys in London Zoo, I think. That was about her level.
It is obvious that Paul is not a fan of Gracie Fields. He's established that. Clement, you have the benefit of my doubt, and there are another point to you. 52 seconds. Grace, with you still, Clement, starting now.
Grace came from Rochdale, which, if you live in London, is near Scotland. She was exceedingly well known. And if you go to the town hall in that Yorkshire city, which many people think is in Lancashire, you will see pictures of her, and her music swells around the altar on a Sunday, and everyone says, that is our Grace.
Oh, right, the Paul challenge.
Sorry, isn't Rochdale in Lancashire?
Rochdale is in Lancashire, yes.
Because Clement said it was in Yorkshire.
No.
Yeah, you said Rochdale is in Yorkshire, but many people think it's in Lancashire.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've got the Gracie Fields biography, and I'm listening.
If he said that, then that was devious and incorrect. So, Paul, you have 27 seconds on Grace, starting now.
She was a wonderful performer, perhaps the finest entertainer this country's ever produced. I could listen to her singing for hours. Sally of the Alley was a wonderful song. And she used to...
Derek. Wonderful.
Yes. Derek, will you tell us something about Grace? 16 seconds on Grace with you, Derek, starting now.
For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Amen. The title for a duchess would be Her Grace, or the same named lady, of rank of Devonshire, perhaps. Devo to her charge.
Paul would challenge.
Quite a few ofs, one after another.
A tough challenge, but it's
a
true.
A tough challenge.
Well, it was two ofs in three words.
Right. If it's correct, I have to give it to them. Sometimes they overlook it, but on this occasion they didn't, so Paul got in with 3 seconds to go on Grace, starting now.
Probably the finest woman that ever lived.
Delacroix challenge.
We've had finest and woman before.
No, we had greatest before.
No, yeah. Finest.
We've had woman before.
Mm. Well, we all had woman.
It's devious, because he was knocking her at the beginning of his minute, and now he's praising her, and it doesn't add up.
I was won over by Clement's eulogy of her. A lot of people think she was born in Yorkshire, you know. She was an opera singer, but she ruined her voice with a pop song. Go to the Isle of Capri, £2 or two, having a cup of tea. There'll never be another. With a bit of luck.
You probably used to. Clement, you got him with 1 second to go on Grace, starting now.
Grace Kelly is another.
So Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, and extra point and others in the round, he's increased his lead. Paul Merton, will you take the next round? The subject, fossils. Will you tell us something about those? I know what you're thinking. That young spark's going to have a go now. That chairman's a bit of a fossil, isn't he? Yes, right. Fossils is with you, Paul. 60 seconds, starting now.
Millions of years ago, a meteorite landed on this planet, and a lot of scientists believe it came from Mars, and they've recently examined this particular fragment and have found an organism inside, or rather a fossil of the very aforementioned thing, which could perhaps prove that somewhere there is a parallel Nicholas Parsons working on a far distant moon. Ah, but he'd be a different kind of individual, because in a similar universe... Oh, no, I can't. Couldn't think of another word for parallel.
Peter, you challenge first. What was it?
He stopped.
Yes, he did. He did stop. You're quite right. Hesitation. 34 seconds. Fossils, Peter, starting now.
The best place to collect fossils is the coast of Dorset. And my advice to you is to hire a caravan or caravette and take your children, as I took mine, with several cases of scotch. And we, while they combed the beaches looking for these bits of old thing, which wasn't very interesting to me, I stayed inside. It was pouring with rain, and I thought it served them right for being interested in such bizarre things. But they did survive, and they brought a number of them back, which we have.
So Peter's tragic story kept going until the whistle went again, that extra point. He's increased his position in second place. He's closer to our leader, Clement Freud. The other two follow just behind. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, wisdom. Will you tell us something about wisdom in just a minute, starting now?
We are extraordinarily lucky to have on this programme, as our chairman, a man who is truly, deeply wise. Wisdom can be an underrated quality these days, but Nicholas Parsons has the wisdom of Solomon. Give him a baby and ask him to cut it up.
Paul Merton Challenge.
There's only so much of this you can listen to.
I don't know why you're clapping. So, your challenge, Paul.
I'd say I'm challenging this deviation to say that you've got the wisdom of Solomon. Well, Same birthday, perhaps, but not...
To be utterly fair, I show you that I can endeavour to display the wisdom of Solomon. What I will do on this occasion is give Paul a bonus point for his challenge, which we all enjoyed, but leave the subject with Derek Nimmo, who also gets a point for being interrupted, and he continues with 43 seconds on wisdom starting now.
I do like that awfully jolly little comedian with the cloth cap, don't you? Norman, wisdom. Funny fellow, right? He keeps falling over all the time, and I must say I'm in absolute guffaws whenever I see it. Now he's coming out of the back cupboard and he's going to make another
Peter
movie.
Jones' challenge.
He said he was in guffaws. Is that right?
No, not really. You're well, either guffaw, wrong. But you're not in guffaws. Yeah. It's again one of those difficult decisions. Often we let it pass, but you've challenged, and it is
Let it pass if you like.
No. It's a subtle.
If you want to go home, I'm quite happy. I don't mind. Or have lunch, whatever it is you have in mind.
Subtle deviation from English as we speak it and understand it. So, Peter, you have the benefit of the doubt, you have another point, you have the subject, you have 30 seconds, you have wisdom, starting now.
Well, I was in a film with Norman Wisdom, and one day when the camera broke down, we were all told to wait in our dressing rooms until it was repaired, which was going to be a very long time. So I suggested to Norman that he tell me his...
Clement Foy challenge.
Repetition of Norman.
Yes, Norman's not on the card, only wisdom, I'm afraid.
What a pity.
I know, it's a good story. Yes. Oh, you've got the sympathy of the audience, I can say that anyway. Clement, 15 seconds, wisdom, starting now.
Some years ago, though it may still exist, there was a toothbrush called Wisdom, and you were recommended to use it with a paste named GL35, which contained all those ingredients which kept pluck either on...
Well, Clement Freud's points, including the extra one to speak and the whistle went, has increased his lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. Fat cats, that is the subject. Tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now.
Well, they really get up my nose, I must say. All those men...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation, how can a fat cat get up his nose?
If you use getting up one's nose as an expression of being irritated or disturbed by somebody, then it is a perfectly possible and it is therefore not deviation. 57 seconds. Peter, you still have the subject, another point, fat cats, starting now.
I'm thinking of these directors who vote each other golden handshakes and share bonuses and all kinds of odd things that nobody in the normal course of business would expect in their course of duty.
But clearly no more challenge.
Two courses.
Course of business, course of duty.
Oh, yes.
Derek, you in with a correct challenge on this occasion, and 42 seconds are available for you to tell us something about fat cats.
I would really like to be a fat cat, and people to give me massive...
Peter Jones' challenge.
You are a fat cat.
Peter, to be fair again and show that wisdom that Derek talked about, I will give you a bonus point for a challenge that everybody enjoyed, but Derek Nimmo was interrupted, so he also gets a point, but he continues with the subject for being interrupted. And 37 seconds still available to you, Derek. Fat cats, starting
now. What was that fellow's name? Wasn't it Brown or something? He was chairman of British Gas, who got a tremendous amount of money for what seemed to me to be very little indeed, like the chairman of Yorkshire.
Clement challenged.
To chairman.
Yes, that's right, Clement. 28 seconds. Fat cats with you now, starting.
If you get a cat, or perhaps another one, and feed it all the food that you can find, sausages and mushrooms, bits of egg, dried toast, grape nuts and cream, hot and cold milk, distilled water, and especially a test tube whereby you can shoot nutritive ingredients up its colon.
Well, a bit of a hesitation there.
I think there was. I think he was trying to keep going on ingredients and he just slipped up a little and or hesitated. And 2 seconds are available for you, Peter. Got in just before the end on fat cats, starting now.
And their wives drive around in company cars.
So we are moving into the last round. So, Paul, it's your turn to begin. A very apt subject to finish on, the Stuarts. Will you tell us something about that very Scottish subject in this Scottish edition of Just a Minute, starting now?
I believe Charles I was a Stuart. He was the son of James VI of Scotland. And, of course, he came into an enormous amount of difficulty round about 1641 when he wanted to wage war against the country north of the border, and Parliament wouldn't grant him the money to do so. So it turned out that there was an English civil confrontation between the parliamentarians...
Derek Nimmochan.
A little word, a confrontation.
Confrontation.
But
I was trying to avoid saying war again.
But you got the word out, even though it did come out through your nose instead of your mouth.
It's a good trick if you can do it. And it doesn't stop there.
Right. So, benefit of the doubt to you, Paul, you keep going. 37 seconds on the Stuarts, starting now.
So, Oliver Cromwell basically cut his head off in 1649, and that brought to an end the reign of the Stuarts.
Really, no more challenge.
Not permanently.
No, no, but for a while.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So what is your challenge?
Well, it's deviated. They brought the end of the reign of the Stuarts.
Yes, but
the Stuarts went into exile.
They went into exile.
They'd never given up the throne.
Oh, gosh, they didn't give it up for good.
No, William
did temporarily go into exile. I don't know. Paul, you have 30 seconds to continue on the Stuarts, starting now.
It's a bit of a shame, because I don't know much more about them, really. But I know that the Duke of Buckingham was a very good friend of the previous...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was an indefinite error there. So, Derek, you've got 21 seconds to tell us something about the Stuarts, starting now.
I'm a particular admirer of James I, who was known by the Scottish king as the wisest fool in Europe.
I think that is... Paul, challenge.
Deviation, the wisest fool in Christendom.
Wisest fool in Christendom, not in Europe. Well done. 13 seconds for you, Paul, on the Stuarts, starting now.
There was a man who lived next door to him who's known as the most idiotic mantle... Oh.
Clement Freud challenged.
Yes.
Yes. Hesitation. Clement, 8 seconds. The Stuarts, starting now.
The Stuarts get up my nose, all of them, from James I, who was the 6th of Scotland, to his son.
Well, as I said before we began that round, there wouldn't be any more time to continue at the end of it. A very fair result. A few points have separated them, but who's counting points? Probably the players. Well, I do get letters about the points, actually. Derek Nimmo...
Somebody writes to you, isn't it?
Yeah. Paul Merton and Derek Nimmo, they finished equal in third place. They were only 1 point behind Peter Jones, who gave his usual good value, didn't quite overtake our leader. Clement Freud, you had most points, so you are the winner this week. Congratulations. So it only remains to say thank you to our 4 outstanding players of this game, Paul Merton, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo, Ian Messiter, who created the game and goes on keeping us all in work like this, our producer, Anne Jobson, Elaine Wigley, who's kept the score, blown her whistle, and particularly this delightful, excitable audience at the Pleasance on the Fringe in Edinburgh. And from me, Nicholas Parsons, from all of us, till we take to the air once more and play Just a Minute. Goodbye and thank you. Thank you.